Hello and welcome to my latest match pod review for www.mufcglobal.co.uk. We want Glazers out. Say we want Glazers out. Manchester United back in action this evening in the hashtag Surrey Derby. Chelsea versus Manchester United. Lifelong Man United from Jim McLean. Against the team he decided to go and watch all the time when he was because it was a bit closer for him to visit. It'll be interesting to see who he actually supports this evening. I mean, if he is at the game tonight, which will be interesting, I wonder what Manchester United he will see. Will he see the Manchester United that we're all supposed to get behind after the Liverpool game, or the actual Manchester United we actually saw what they really are against Brentford? Gaslight FC, excuses FC. I mean, the manager's coming out with garbage excuses now about, there's too much workload on these players. Do you know what? There's a lot of workload on players, but they can still put in performances and still pass the ball 5 yards. They can still put in effort. It's a joke. And I've said before, Ten Hag isn't the biggest problem at the club. The players clearly are. The people above the manager clearly are. But that is a guy hoping for a 9 million payoff. And you can sack yourself as a football manager. Just shut up, Eric, and do your job. And actually, do you know what you need to do, Eric? Have a few balls. Have some bollocks. Actually drop some players. Substitute some players. Tell these players that they're not guaranteed to play. And if it is a difficult thing, tough. That is your job. You paid the money to do it. But the problem is he's been weak. He's turning into Ollie. Just weak, weak, and weak. And the minute you start, and remember, Ollie was given the job because he was the guy that was meant to, you know, gaslight us fans even more. Scum Glazers. Scum. Parasites. John Murtagh this week, telling us all about a friendly in Norway. Why is John Murtagh still at the football club? What is Sir Rat and what are Brailsford doing? They're not very good at football. We've seen that. Yes, they've got Omar Berada in, but they haven't actually got their football their director of football sorted yet, because Dan Ashworth is still on gardening leave. They want, apparently, Jason Wilcox is somebody they want. Again, they've not got this person in. I mean, Liverpool, we play on Saturday, they're losing a manager. They've got their chief executive in and they've got their director of football in, starting or started or in positions to start, and they're able to do things around the club. Man United, there's a massive hole with people. Sir Rat, he's done some good things. He's bought the Glazers out to some extent, but he thinks the Glazers are nice people. The Glazers are actually still in charge of this football club. Jim just has to make good decisions on the football side. He's not making good decisions on the football side, because the first simple one is to get rid of John Murtagh. Well, that would be the second one after getting rid of Richard Arnold. So whatever Ineos are doing, who knows? God knows. And as I say, people will say that David Brailsford is coming in and he's just sort of looking around. He's like a spy in the background. He's not really a spy in the background, because he's been useless at Nice and Lazad. Lazad got relegated and Nice have never, ever challenged for a title, which is difficult for fans, but they've not even finished second. I don't think they even finished third. I don't think they even finished in the Champions League places. Have they even qualified for Europe? They're a mid-table team, basically, in France, and they've not improved a jot under Sir Rat. So maybe Sir Rat will be sat there today or watching from wherever he is. As I say, I don't know whether he's at the match. As I say, if he is at the game, what a shock horror. He decides to go to Stamford Bridge again before, even though he's had opportunities to come back to Old Trafford. I don't know if he was there for the Liverpool Cup match, but I 100% expect to see him there in the Liverpool League match, because, as I say, he's a lifelong Manchester United fan. Just remember that. Lifelong Manchester United fan. Cough, cough. We shall see. Anyway, I will be back soon with team news. I will be down the pub watching the game tonight. Dennis might be about, possibly. It depends. I might sneak into Manchester to watch the game, because Dennis is in Manchester. He's already desperate for a Chelsea win. I wonder if I can get him to at least admit that he hates Manchester United on this pod. He does, but he just won't admit it on the pod. He always says hate is a strong word. You are allowed to hate football teams. Football is a very different situation in a lot of ways. Things that are sometimes said and done, whether they're, you know, bang out of order or a bit of mickey taking. Probably wouldn't be allowed on the street. So it is a weird world, a weird and wonderful, not for if you're a Manchester United fan, world for of football, and United playing against the Chelsea side, who, as I say, Chelsea and Man United are two of the three worst run clubs in the Premier League. Everton's one, sorry, Dennis. But he's got Liverpool as well, hasn't he? Because Liverpool playing tonight. So actually, yeah, we'll probably be sat watching that. So maybe he's not watching the United game. Well, there's a gap, so we might jump in if I'm around with him. But yeah, two of the three worst run clubs in the Premier League. It's as simple as that. I mean, as I say, Everton probably the worst. Chelsea next, then maybe Manchester United. I mean, how badly run are those other two clubs if you have to be run as badly as the shower that is Manchester United? And as I say, be interested to see what team he picks tonight. Ahmad should start for me, but it probably won't because Ted Hag will come up with some garbage excuse. I mean, there's talk of Mason Mount starting. Look, he came on against Liverpool, ran around a bit. The whole team were battling. Came up against Brentford, got the winning goal. Good finish, excellent positioning. But did he really do anything else? Not really. I mean, anyone could have come on in that match and looked good. Let's be perfectly honest with the players that were performing that day. So will he start? That's interesting one. I'm by the by on that. If he starts, he starts. If he's on the bench, he's on the bench. As I say, he's wearing the number 7 shirt. I'm sure that's helping him out, even though his priority is meant to be football, as I say. So I was listening to a podcast and a lot of people were saying that a lot of fans who didn't even have forgotten that Mason Mount was even an option. As I say, injury after injury after injury. And Martinez now has got another injury. Obviously, Lindelof was injured with a hamstring injury. Martinez has now got another injury. The medical side of the club is a shambles. I mean, you know, you have to look at the players as well. They've got to condition themselves better, but It's a free-for-all at that football club. Player power still there since Jose Mourinho was sacked. Player power has been prevalent. It was there under David Moyes. Less so under Louis van Gaal. But they had a choice. Anthony Martial and unhappy players or Jose Mourinho. They chose the players, got in a yes man in Ole, and look where we are now. This is all on the football club. This is all on the way they run things at that club. The priority should be football. You need football people above the manager to call the manager out if necessarily. But at the moment, you've got Servat, lifelong fan, cough, and David Brailsford, who's not really that good on the football side. So we're waiting on Omar Berada, and God knows what's going to happen with Dan Ashworth and, as I say, with Jason Wilcox. Now Southampton not happy about the approach. Shock, horror. But anyway, I will be back with the team news before the game, and then some thoughts probably at the end of the match, maybe with a bit of Dennis. We shall see. Team news in. Obviously, the headline news would be Marcus Rashford is on the bench, deservedly. Sadly, he's bottled it and picked Anthony to play instead of Ahmad. But hey ho, as I say, he spent the money on him. I suppose he's got to play him. Let's see if we see Anthony from the Liverpool game or if we see Anthony from the Burnley game. Who again, as I say, it was the whole team were garbage in that match. So, Onana in goal, back four of Wan-Bissaka and Dalot's a full-back, probably left-back Wan-Bissaka, Dalot right-back, centre-backs for Varane and Maguire. John Evans is back, he's on the bench. And then in midfield, it's Casemiro, Mainu and Bruno Fernandes. And up front, it's Anthony, Garnacho and Hoyland. As I say, it'll be interesting to see. Obviously, Rashford will have an opportunity probably to come off the bench, see how selfish and how much sulking he does, because he probably doesn't realise it's not all about him. Coming off the bench and doing a job for your team is as key in football nowadays. And, you know, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer and all that, you know, he kept himself in the game and ready to play. Rashford needs to do the same. So yeah, meeting up with Dennis in Arnie. He's on his way for a sneaky half in a quality ball near the train station, and sort of a little bit more on sort of the sub situation. Obviously, he's been dropped. He's on the sub to enter, but fair play, I'm not hands up with money. But fair play, when he comes on the pitch, he can make a difference in matches. He's absolutely right, make a people say wise, but has not been spun on this pod about if you're not performing, you should be dropped or you should be subbed. The manager is weak, unfortunately. He will not take certain players off. I do not understand that in the slightest, because at the end of the day, if you get sacked, you're going to get the payoff anyway. So do things the way you want to do them. The manager blamed Cristiano Ronaldo, or used Cristiano Ronaldo as somebody that he got the better of, essentially. I mean, Ronaldo can't go on a show and slag off his manager. That is unacceptable. But fans but slagging off Cristiano Ronaldo for Erik ten Hag, which is ridiculous at the end of the day. So that's my point. You can't pick and choose who you want to scapegoat at the end of the day. I mean, to be honest, if you scapegoat Anthony, I think we'd all be quite happy with that. But clearly, he's not going to do that. But Rashford is ready to come off the bench, and as for Bruno Fernandes, he's very much lucky to play. I don't like him labelled alongside Rashford. Rashford's been average for a number of seasons, in and out consistently. Bruno Fernandes has been Man United's best player for the last 4 or 5 seasons, basically, or ever since he's got here, or one of their best players. So, you know, he's lucky he's still playing. Is it the captaincy armband? I think it's ridiculous. If you're the captain not playing well, somebody else should come in. But the problem is the football club lack of leaders, because a lot of them are only bothered about just their pay packet. And just one final thing on Rashford can talk all he wants, because he has made a response to some things that have been said today. He can talk all he wants, but if what Ole Gunnar Solskjaer said is true, and he offered you the captaincy, Marcus, and you turned it down, that is a bottle job. End of. Because if you're captain of the club, you set the standards. It's as simple as that. Well, the game is over. It's finished. Chelsea 4, Man United 3. And that's the half the story. There'll be more from me later, but I do have Dennis with me. But Dennis, if it's an Everton fan, why do you hate Man United, Dennis?
So, I congratulate United on the way they played tonight. And actually, both teams, end-to-end football. Never seen anything like it. Great exhibition of football, Phil. But maybe naivety on United's part as well.
I told you that.
Well, I don't remember you saying that, Phil. But, no.
I said about 5 minutes ago, but anyway, let's carry on.
It could have gone either way, to be fair. But United were in the ascendancy, and they should have seen the game out.
I mean, at one point, to be fair to Dennis, even though he does hate Man United, he did say at 3-2 to United, 3-3, a draw would probably have been a fair result. Did agree with him, but if you're leading towards the end of the match, you've got to, as Dennis said, see it out. We've got Dennis's son Finn with us. He very much enjoyed the game. Your thoughts on the match generally, and are Everton going to stay up as well? That's the other question.
I thought the game was very good, very open, but towards the end of the game wasn't as open. But I know, I thought Chelsea were very lucky that game, to be fair. Two penalties and a deflection goal. But Everton are definitely staying up, I'm telling you that now.
There we go, Everton are staying up. And the final question to Dennis, because obviously with Liverpool turning up at Old Trafford on Sunday, and Dennis 100% wants Liverpool to win that game. Are Liverpool going to win the title? Because that's what you want.
I give you a very firm conviction for Sunday. Manchester United will beat Liverpool.
You'll be gutted by that, but no.
No question. Okay. And it's based on performances. Despite you losing tonight, some elements of United's performances in recent weeks have been encouraging, whereas Liverpool have been getting positive results more by luck without playing particularly well.
There's a Liverpool fan in him. He doesn't actually mean any of that. But as I say, Dennis, the question is, are Liverpool going to win the title? Yes or no? It's a simple yes or no answer.
Arsenal.
So that's a no from Dennis. But he doesn't mean it. I'm looking into his eyes. He's desperate for Liverpool to win the title. He's desperate for Everton to not get relegated. And he's also desperate for United to lose every match for the rest of the season. I think, have you got your Coventry shirt ready, mate?
I'm desperate for a Turkish grill, mate.
Well, bettors, you'll know what that means. But I will be back afterwards, because we are in the pub post-match, and I'm heading home while Dennis and his son head off, as you say, for this Turkish grill, hopefully for some food. But I'll be heading back, and then I will have my final say on the match. Many thanks. Cheers, Finn. Cheers, Dennis. So big thanks to Dennis and his boy there for their input. Me and Dennis, we do like a bit of bants. It is a view, that's 100%. But he also can sit back and analyse the game pretty well. And as I say, United, they've only got themselves to blame. And to be honest, what will come out will be excuses from this football club. There'll be excuses from the manager. There'll be excuses from the players. But United threw this away, and that's down to the players. It's also partly down to some of the substitutions the manager made as well. Fine line in football. winning and losing, and United probably didn't deserve to win the game. They probably didn't deserve to lose the game, but in football, that's where it happens. And when you have 2 minutes left in the game, and Diogo Dalot, who's had a good season, is just an absolute fool and an idiot. A football intelligent muppet, which is like the majority of the footballers at Manchester United. Sir Rat was there at the game. He was there watching the match. I'm not sure if he would have happy or sad, because he's a Chelsea season ticket holder, remember? Although I'm sure that's stopped now. But he's a lifelong Manchester United fan. But he would have been very happy how they can win regard the what he saw. But if he's got any brain whatsoever, Sir Rat, about football, he will look there and he will think, right, the manager's made some mistakes there. The players have made some massive mistakes. Certain players need to be kicked out of this football club sooner rather than later. There was a period at 3-2 where a certain player, Anthony had a good game for a change, to be fair to him. I mean, it was a ridiculous penalty to give away, but he had a good game to play. But you could still see, I mean, that says a lot about Cucurella. Can't deal with a player that can only use one foot. But, I mean, it's brilliant cross for Garnacho's goal, which is fantastic. So after United came back from 2-0 down, and as I say, they were 2-0 down through to their mistakes. They made mistakes and poor defending, a ridiculous penalty. They came back into it, but that's partly because Chelsea are as bad as Manchester United. And United got themselves into that position with a great ball from Anthony. But there was a period where Anthony broke down the left-hand side. Rashford had been brought on. He didn't bust a gut to get into the penalty area. United need another goal, but United were trying to see the game out. Casemiro went off for McTominay. I mean, what's Amrabat done? I mean, people blame Amrabat and say, Amrabat's been terrible. Well, do you know what? There have been a lot more players that have been given more opportunities at Amrabat that have been worse than him. And this is the thing. If you try to see out a game, bring on a defensive midfielder. See out the game properly. But United tried to do the half and half. I mean, Ahmad. How can Ahmad not even get minutes on the pitch? These are the things. And as I say, people say, oh, it's fine margins. But that's what it is. You make your own luck. And as I say, Sir Rat would have been watching that and he would have been sat there. But do you know what the problem is? He doesn't. For me, personally, I don't think he really understands. But things will improve when somebody like Omar Berardo, who actually understands football and actually is willing to make hard, harsh decisions and wants to actually improve the football club, and probably will take no crap off Sir Rat and Brailsford. That's the people we want. And as I say, where's Dan Ashworth? Where's Jason Wilcox? Where are they? They're not there. But you look at what you see today. I was very angry in the pub tonight. And I think I'm right to be, because United got themselves in a great position. Gave away a ridiculous penalty. Dalot, what are you doing? Idiot. People are hugging him and putting their arm around him. Why? You need to get him in the dressing room and absolutely destroy him. Because players at that football club are not learning the basics of football. If you're gonna take the player out, take him outside the area. Don't wait till he's in the area and then fall over. I mean, the extended VAR, I don't really understand. So if it was longer than the first one, the first one for me was a penalty, the one Anthony gave away. But they spent less time looking at that than they did the second one. And the second one was more of a penalty. It is a bit bizarre, to be perfectly honest. Maybe because it was the last minute, it was 3-2. They're like, oh, we need to make sure. So United got themselves back in the game, 3-2 up, and then just threw it away. And as I say, the winning goal, clueless at the corner. I mean, they sort of pushed up to try and get the goal. Mount made a clearance. It went for a corner. Absolutely shambles defending, no leadership whatsoever on that football pitch. And that has to come down to the players, but also to the manager. He could have made changes in that game to see that match out, or to take certain individual players off, or maybe not even make substitutions of certain players. But he was thinking towards the Liverpool game on Sunday. He thought he had the game won. Absolute fool, Eric. You're the manager of this team. You've seen how weak mentality these players are. And I mean, with injuries to Varane, injuries to Johnny Evans, I mean, people will, you know, go on about how Varane, oh, we only last half. Was Varane even fit? So why was he playing if he wasn't even fit? You might as well have started with Kamwala. And I mean, Evans clearly wasn't fit. He lasted 10-15 minutes. You know, and even then, United got themselves ahead in the game and couldn't see the game out. And it says everything about this football club and about the players and about the structure within that club. Things that I've been saying since 2013. People might actually start listening to me. People might stop saying I'm being negative after not the jumping from the rooftops after we beat Liverpool 4-3. Well, it's Liverpool up next. We've wrecked their quadruple. quadruple dreams. Now we've got to try and put a spoke in their title challenge. But we'll be doing that with a back four of idiot Dallow, Wan-Bissaka, who actually will have a good game against Liverpool because all he'll be doing is defending, and Kambuala and Maguire at the back. And it will be interesting to see what it does in midfield. I'd just pack the midfield. I'd pack the midfield and see what can be done. And I'd actually give Ahmad an opportunity. Although, to be fair to Anthony, he started today, he played well, he deserves to start the next match, to be fair. And I think you probably have to start him. But the first substitution should be Ahmad ahead of Marcus Rashford, who basically didn't do badly as a substitute, but what he did, but you could tell he wasn't overly happy. And I mentioned about him coming on as a substitute. Yes, he was put through the middle again, another ridiculous decision by the manager, which isn't necessarily all his fault, because another striker should have been bought. Because what's the point of having Anthony Martial? Anthony Martial should not play another minute for this football club. But Erik ten Hag, I don't know what he said after the game, but I'm sure he'll come up with excuses. As I say, the players will, the club will. And as I say, sir, right, I wonder if he'll turn up at Old Trafford on Sunday. As I say, no surprise to see him at Stamford Bridge. We know where he, as I say, lifelong Manchester United fan, allegedly. But there he is at Chelsea. He's not been to Old Trafford, as far as I'm aware, since the Spurs game at Old Trafford. He's not been since then, but he should have been. I mean, I'm surprised he wasn't there for the Liverpool game. Maybe he was hiding away, trying to keep a low profile, not the way he's doing things, because he's done interviews and talked about stuff. So those things are there. So another game where you just see exactly what this Manchester United team are like. And as I say, Gaslight FC, Excuses FC. As I say, why should I be positive about a football club that are doing the really poor things, players doing really poor things, and just complete lack of leadership on the pitch? As I say, people can go on about the injuries as much as they want. You can still go out and you can still perform and you can still see games out. Well, look, I mean, it's really weird, because Brentford, we deserve nothing for the game. Tonight, we deserved at least a point. But we've ended up leading the game in stoppage time, both of them, and ending up with 1 point. That is weak mentality. That is a football club that actually has no structure. It's a football club that has no style of play. And it's a football club where the manager has to look at himself and he has to look at the players. And as I say, these players are interested, some of them. Play massive money, not interested in the slightest. They make stupid mistakes. They're not interested. People will hug them. I mean, even after Bruno got it back to 2-2, him and Casemiro, they're hugging away. And I'm just like, it's 2-2 after 40 minutes. We've been absolute bang average this game. We've given away two awful goals. Chelsea go up the pitch and hit the post. And as I say, in the second half, it was just attack, a team just attacking from end to end. There was no structure, no start of the game, but it's two dysfunctional football clubs and two football clubs that are basically going backwards. Yeah, Chelsea got the win today, but Manchester United are still sixth in the table, but they're absolutely garbage. It's as simple as that. I've called it out this season. Nobody wants to listen, but that's fine, because I'm just a ranter on a pod, and you have to speak to the so-called people who understand. They don't understand because they keep giving excuses to the shambles of a football club, shambles of players, and the manager's making mistakes. As I say, if Sir Rat's looking at that, the first thing you get rid of are players ahead of the manager. That's the first thing you do, because some of them players need to be got rid of and a new structure needs to be set up. As I say, I won't even mention it's probably a bit harsh on him with the last goal, but as I say, the whole team just didn't even bother defending a corner in the last minute because they couldn't be bothered in the end. At least it wasn't Raheem. As I say, it was an ex-City player that got the key goals. At least it wasn't Raheem Sterling. Cole Palmer is a top player for Chelsea, and they've got a good deal there. But he's going to be spending a lot of time not playing in Europe like this Manchester United team is. This Manchester United team needs to get worse and worse and worse. And if I was Coventry, I'd be thinking, we've got a fantastic opportunity to get to our first FA Cup final since 1987, because you play better football than this Manchester United side. It's as simple as that. So as always, thanks for listening. All pods up at www.musglobal.co.uk, or at various podcast platforms such as Spotify, Podbean, Pcast, Listen Notes. Search MUFC Global and you will get my pods. Like, comment, share and subscribe. I would like somebody to go and say, I have been wrong this season about this football club. I've called out this club for years and things are just being proven. And the idiot that is hashtag Sir Rat, you've got a massive job on. But what you need to do is you need to shut up and actually do some actions that are going to improve the football side of this club. Getting rid of John Murta will help. Actually getting somebody that actually understands football other than Dave Brailsford would also help. And as I say, good luck trying to get Dan Ashworth and Jason Wilcox in for June. As I say, let's be honest, he only actually got Omar Berada because, I mean, he talks about how City were, you know, they shook hands and it was all sorted. Let's be honest, Omar Berada can leave. That's the point. In his contract, it was 6 months gardening leave and then he can go. They didn't have him under contract. This is the thing. United think they're a big football club. They're not. They're small-minded when it comes to football. And the commercial deals are getting lower and lower and lower. This club is going downhill. They'll be under FFP and PSR because of the idiots that run this football club. As I say, Anthony was getting praise to the hilt. He played well. He played okay. He played well today. But let's be perfectly honest. Is that what you pay 200 grand a week for? One performance in it, one decent performance all season. It's ridiculous. One little bit of quality play and it's like, yeah, that's great. No consistency at this football club. And that is actually throughout when it comes to football. So as always, thanks for listening. I will be back after the Liverpool game on Sunday.